It really is rather unprecedented. At the meeting yesterday, we kind of set a history of what has happened with shelter for men and shelter for women in our community over the last couple of decades. And many folks listening will remember the shelter that was in the basement of the McKinley Center. And that went on for quite a few years, was for men, and that's eventually what turned into the Times Center. Since they ended their beds on June 30th, the transitional shelter beds, they do still have 20 beds. They're level two, which is much more like living in an apartment and working and saving your money. So the transitional shelter beds are what went away completely on June 30th. Mid-March, the Salvation Army Stepping Stones ended their transitional shelter beds. So it was a net loss of 95 beds for men in 1 year.
So there was a forum, as you mentioned. What was the focal point of that discussion yesterday?
Many topics, ideas tossed about. I would say the common theme is collaboration. It's going to take groups of people working together to solve this problem long-term based on local funding. That was also a theme. We can't be dependent on state or federal funding. One thing that a lot of folks might not realize is over the last couple years, HUD, Housing and Urban Development, which supplies funding to counties all across the country for homelessness, they are shifting their focus towards rapid rehousing and towards permanent housing for folks away from shelter. So if you look at the federal dollars, those are going away regardless of us sitting in the state of Illinois. Now, the difficulty has been the HUD dollars pass through the state of Illinois. So that's been hold up for the dollars that do exist. But looking at the big picture, HUD money is not going to be going to shelter anytime soon. So just another layer of justification for focusing on a community-funded solution.
What were some of the ideas that were brought up yesterday as ways to perhaps, in the short term and longer term, get some beds in Champaign-Urbana for those who need them?
We talked about the faith community getting involved. Churches, mosques, synagogues, all faith communities getting involved in this particular initiative. There are so many, over 250 faith communities in this county. And even if a few of them got together, there are models in different communities where churches rotate. One church will host a shelter for a month, and then it rotates to another location. Certainly less than ideal, but better than what we have today. So getting faith communities involved is a possibility. One challenge with that in either Champaign or Urbana is meeting city fire codes. So that's a part of the discussion. We're going to go to the code folks in both communities and determine exactly what churches would have to retrofit to make this safe for folks to stay overnight.
And who were some of the parties that were involved in this discussion?
We were very pleased. We had mayoral support, we had law enforcement, many of the service providers, mental health providers, and several churches from the community, as well as probably 25 just citizens. There were about 80 people in the room. So we were pleased with the turnout of people really interested in helping find a solution.
I'm curious from a law enforcement perspective, for them, with the homeless folks right now not having a place to go, does that change how law enforcement will be interacting with the homeless in the community?
Pat Connolly was one of the folks in the room yesterday, and their hands are tied. They simply don't have options for folks who are in a situation where they're disturbing the peace. They can't leave them where they are, but they also haven't committed a crime. They have the option of possibly the emergency room, and that's not the correct location for many of these situations, or jail. And then they end up being the mental health treatment center that they're not equipped to be. So even emergency overnight shelter, which is what we're talking about, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., you sleep, you leave. Just basic, safe place to stay at night. would go a long way in helping law enforcement with things that happen at night.
Of course, the state of Illinois did pass a six-month stopgap budget. And talking with other social service providers about that, I know that it's not like you can flip a switch and instantly restart services that have been lost during the year-long budget impasse. But what kind of impact could that stopgap funding have on this situation?
Honestly, it's hard to say. One thing that the major at the Salvation Army talked about yesterday as far as their facility goes, now that they've closed in order to meet code to reopen, it includes building a $20,000 firewall. It's just a part of it. So that's just an example of when something closes, in order for it to reopen, there are things that folks don't realize.
So you had the meeting. What's the next step in this process?
At the meeting, we asked for folks to give us their email address. And we're compiling an email list to keep folks informed with developments. We have homework. The Council of Service Providers to Homeless get to talk to the city code officials, for one thing, also talking with the existing two shelters that just closed their services, now Rosecrans, that was Community Elements running Time Center, and the Salvation Army, and see the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts of what would it take to use their space either with their staff or with volunteers, looking at all different angles to see what those two facilities would need to reinitiate shelter space, as well as truly engaging the faith community. At this time, with this particular need, no one has really started that effort yet, so that's certainly another part of what we're going to do. If folks do want to be a part of this initiative, the very best thing to do is to get us their email address. We'll add you to this communication list. We will be having another forum probably sometime in August once we've gathered some of this information to try and find a community-based solution.